Get a better broadcast podcast voice over voice. We're talking about gestures and so on, not only with your hands, with your body, with your head, but also specifically today, your eyes and eye contact for video and stage performers as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and voice over voice continues. And okay, yeah, as the title would suggest, the whole series of podcasts and the book that's going to come out of it is not specifically about stage performers, but let's just spend a couple of 3 minutes today just briefly looking at the subject of eye contact, because again, it's not specifically about the voice, but it's really closely associated. When you speak, involve your listeners with your eyes. It's natural, it's personal, it's conversational, and it helps create a bond with them. And of course, that's really easily done if it's a one-to-one conversation or with a handful of people. You can look at each of them in turn. You've probably been to a drinks party or a work gathering or a meeting in the office or something, and you look around the room and there's three or four people, and you make sure that you either consciously or subconsciously look kind of each of them in turn, not in the same order, of course, but you're glancing down at your notes, you're maybe at a flip chart or a screen or something like that, and glancing at each of them in between times. With an auditorium of people, it's a little bit more difficult. There could be 500 people there. You can't look at each of them in turn, but look at different parts of the audience, and within that, maybe some specific individuals. And on video, look into the lens of the camera. That's really important. Not at yourself on the screen. I mean, you can always glance away in these kinds of situations, to one side, down at your notes, up at the ceiling. You're searching for a word, or you're pretending to search for a word, because that'll help you sound and feel much more conversational and so on. But looking someone in the eye suggests, in most cultures anyway, honesty, friendliness. Averting your gaze suggests disinterest, nervousness, maybe insincerity in most cultures. Plus, if you don't look at them, they won't look at you. You'll have broken that kind of eyeball bond, and the audience will feel excused from giving you their eyes, giving you their ears, giving you their attention, which in turn may lower your confidence, raise your discomfort, because you're not getting that feedback from the audience who you can see, but they are not looking at you. Because looking at the audience completes the feedback loop. Remember, we spoke about this, about 3 or 4 months ago. We looked at the whole feedback loop when we were talking about the projection and proximity analysis and so on, about the loudness of your voice in different situations with different people and where a microphone is and so on. Looking at your audience completes that feedback loop. You can see your listener's reaction. You change your delivery accordingly. If you've maybe been at a conference or been lucky enough or unlucky enough, depending on whether or not you enjoyed it, be on the stage and you're giving your lecture, your presentation, your talking, your round table, whatever it happens to be. You look at the audience, maybe people furiously scribbling in notepads. And that gives you the impression, that gives you the signal that you are giving them content of value. Of course, if they're scribbling away really furiously, it's either fantastic, brilliant content, or you're just talking too quickly. People looking away, talking to each other, on their phone, looking around, flipping through a newspaper, suggests you're probably losing their interest. So maybe consider brightening your intonation, livening it up, walking across the stage, projecting a little bit more, those kinds of tricks to make people kind of re-engaged with your content, animating your gesticulations. Has anyone got a question they want to ask me? Putting your hand up to encourage anyone else to put their hand up as well. All of those kinds of tips and tricks to help you re-engage the audience in an auditorium by using eye contact and gestures. Okay, that's it. Hopefully that was of interest and of use. Maybe not directly of use if you don't foresee yourself ever being in an auditorium or giving a lecture, but I'm sure these are the kinds of things that you can use maybe in smaller gatherings at business meetings and so on, such like and so forth. Tomorrow, gestures in voice acting we're going to be talking about. Let's have a little quick look through the scripts for the rest of the day, or for the rest of the week or so. Got some more advantages of gestures, and also we're going to be talking about how to choose the right gesture, and yeah, we got to wrap this up in about a week's time on the 21st. So hopefully you'll be able to join me tomorrow as Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.